So once you've chosen your goal, what I suggest that you do is you write down on a piece of paper in two or three sentences, defining and explaining exactly what it is that your goal is. And I suggest also that you refer to it daily. Look at it. Read that statement. First, you fuel desire, and then desire fuels you. So daily, go to that goal, knowing and understanding exactly what it is that you are going to accomplish. Once you have your goal set and your intention set, the next thing that you have to decide is how much time am I going to devote to this? Now, I suggest to my students that a good amount of time to spend is somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes every day. I find that that's very doable. I find that you can find that amount of time in your day. However, you have to make that decision. There's a misconception that the more mind power you do, the better the results. For example, if 30 minutes will get you results, then an hour is going to get you twice as many results. But that's false. It's not the amount of time you put into the exercises. It's the daily repetition of the exercises. It's infinitely better to do 15 minutes every day for a 90-day period than to do a half hour and an hour two or three times a week. So look at your life and decide, how much time am I willing to give to master mind power? How much time am I going to do daily in order to manifest these goals? Once you've established how much time you're going to give, then it's a matter of looking at what exercises you're going to do. Now, we have covered many, many exercises in this program. Seating, visualizing, affirmations, contemplation, self-observation, weeding of the negatives, acknowledging, working on your self-image, your subconscious, beliefs, imprinting. It goes on and on and on. In fact, if you were to spend 5 minutes on each one of those exercises, it would take you well over an hour to do them all. But you don't have to do them all. Think of it as a 90-day rotation. And in that 90 days, you're going to do all the exercises many, many times. The way that I like to do it is I like to design a program week by week. Now notice that the goal stays the same. My goal is not changing. What is changing is the mind power exercises that I choose for myself each week. So let's say in the first week, you might assign yourself a visualization technique, maybe two or three affirmations, maybe some seating techniques, and some contemplation. And then chart yourself. Do it every day, and then at the end of the week, review. You have your mind power journal in front of you. The first and obvious question is, did you do your exercises? And if you didn't, then that's fine. Just be aware of that. Why didn't you do your exercises? Maybe you're too busy. Well, maybe you should get up a little bit earlier, or perhaps do it in your lunch hour. Get to know what is the best time to do your exercises. And then you start again, and you assign yourself a number of exercises. Maybe about 3 weeks into doing it, you realize that I really need some guidance and information. Okay, time to do the three steps of the subconscious. You know, contemplation, and that's the first step of contacting the subconscious, is that you contemplate that you do indeed possess a second mind, a subconscious mind. I'll share with you right now that probably my single favorite exercise, and the one that I enjoy doing the most, is contemplation. When you contemplate the incredible possibilities that exist for you, when you contemplate that you do indeed possess a second powerful mind that's working day and night in your life, when you get beyond the intellectual aspect of it, and it actually becomes imprinted, this is very, very powerful. Even in all these years, I still contemplate the power that I possess. I still contemplate the laws. I still contemplate the subconscious mind because it gets deeper and more powerful. So week by week, assign yourself your exercises. The weeding of negatives. Now, of course, that happens all the time. But in the self-observation technique, you might observe that there are a particular negative or two that keeps reoccurring. Okay, that's valuable. That's very valuable. What do? Make up an affirmation that counteracts it and hit it every single time that it comes to you. Maybe in your review, you recognize that actually I need more self-confidence. Okay, well, if you need more self-confidence, what do? Well, you know what to do. You begin visualizing. You begin seeding yourself as confident. And you do this much the same way as an artist works with his or her craft, or a sculptor, or a bricklayer, or a laborer, is that in the beginning, you have your fundamentals. For example, in painting, you have your fundamentals on how to mix paint and how to draw structures. But once you have mastered the fundamentals, every single artist paints different. And it's the same way in working with mind powers. Is that you will discover your own particular way that works best for you. Now, what quite often happens is that we get fixated on, two or three techniques that are our favorites, and we tend to do them all the time. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I know people who have achieved great amount of success simply by working with the affirmation technique. So there's nothing particularly wrong with only having two or three techniques that you use over and over again. But personally, I feel that that limits you. And quite often, you'll find that the techniques that you haven't been using are ones that could be incredibly valuable for you in order to achieve your success. And again, that's where having your mind power journal is so valuable. Because over a number of weeks, you will notice what exercises you're giving yourself and what exercises you're avoiding. Maybe after a month, you realize, gee, I never have used the imprinting technique. How come I haven't used the imprinting technique? Well, is there no new beliefs that I want? Certainly, there must be some beliefs that would empower me, and you might decide to look closely at the beliefs that you have. Change your model of reality any time that you choose. You are not limited to reality. You are limited solely to your vision and understanding of how to create and manifest in this matrix energy that we call our life. Always be doing new and different techniques. Create new empowering beliefs. Recreate your self-image. Acknowledge yourself regularly. There's another fabulous technique, acknowledging. A lot of people dismiss that one. You should have an acknowledging list of at least 20, 30, 40 things that make you feel really good and successful about who and what you are now. That creates a vibration of success, and that will attract more success to you. Have fun with it. Be an artist with it. Create a mind power program in a way that nobody else ever had. Each and every one of us is different, and each and every one of us will work with mind powers in a slightly different way. Evaluate your strengths and weaknesses. That's another aspect of mind powers. We all have strengths, we all have weaknesses. So with your strengths, put them on your acknowledging list. Realize all the different reasons why you will be successful, why you have great positive qualities that will assist you in achieving this goal. Vibrate with that success. And then with your weaknesses, change them. You will become whatever you consistently think about yourself. Maybe when you evaluate yourself, you realize that really what you do in your life is you procrastinate a lot. Okay, wonderful to know that. Fabulous to know that. Now what you want to do is you want to change that. So begin using mind powers, creating images of yourself as somebody that gets out there and does something every single day, a real go-getter. Create the exact opposite of procrastination. You get to create yourself in whatever way that you choose. Mind power is a system that fits you. It is not a rigid system. It is a system that allows you to tailor it exactly to who and what you are. And yes, there are certain laws, and yes, there are ways of doing it right and wrong, but after the basics, you get to work with it in a very creative and fun way, manifesting and creating your life. Another point to remember is don't look over your shoulder daily. And by looking over your shoulder daily, what I mean by that is when you're constantly going, is it happening yet? Is it happening yet? Is it happening yet? Is it happening yet? If you're asking yourself daily, is it happening yet? What that's like is if you took a seed that you planted into the ground and you're digging it up. Is it growing yet? Is it growing yet? Well, how ludicrous. Give it time. You have to plant the seed below the ground, and then you have to nurture it and tend it and water it, and it will quite naturally grow. It's the same thing with mind power. If you're doing your exercises each and every day, if you have your mind power journal, if you've set your intention and you're working this system, you can be quite assured that you're going to get results. But don't be asking yourself daily, has it happened yet? You will have good days. You will have bad days. Mind powers does not make your life perfect. What it is it's a tool. It's techniques, it's methods by which you can manifest. But don't be monitoring yourself day by day. By all means, you want to know whether or not this is working. But what I suggest is that you monthly review. Look at your life once a month. Is there progression? And then the month after that, and then the month after that. But don't do it daily. And have fun. Have fun with this. Don't be fixated just on the final goal. Enjoy the process. Life is a journey, not a destination. And when you can enjoy each and every step of it. Oh yes, sometimes we have bad things happen to us, and sometimes we have misfortune, and sometimes we have things that we don't like happen to us. This is all part of life. But enjoy the journey. Make the journey fun. Make the journey fulfilling. Make the journey filled with adventure. Enjoy the process.